Hey, y'all, it's Anna. I am doing a solo interview with Andrew T. today of Yo, Is This Racist? Oh my God, you guys are like, just like my father would do when I annoy him. So yeah, stay tuned.
Who are we? Where did we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born? We are ethnically ambiguous.
Oh, what a beautiful day to be recording with Senor Andrew T.
Correct.
That's how you go by Senor Andrew T, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man, how did I get more hungover as soon as we started recording? I felt like I'm okay.
Yeah.
When I walked in here, and as soon as you did radio voice, I was like,
oh God.
Not you did radio voice. As soon as we were rolling, basically, yeah. My whole body crashed.
Tell me about last night.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
I mean, what happened was that I had been like I took a conscious week off drinking, mm-hmm. but I was like, I don't, because many people on this network and some people from my own podcast network were at Chicago Podcast Festival.
Mm. Yes.
And I drank too much in Chicago.
I as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a drinking ass town.
It's hard when you're surrounded by people who are your colleagues and then also at the same time people who are your fans and then they just want to buy you drinks and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like in my case, we hung out with John Gabris, which is just like another level of like aggressive, like,
too much,
let me buy you
maybe.
Drinks. Let me buy you drinks. Anyone need a drink? Anyone need a drink? Anyone need a drink? And
yeah.
Like, oh my God, I can't see.
Someone ran a beer up to us on stage and we didn't realize they didn't work for the venue like way too long. And so...
You were all drugged.
Thank you to that person. No, it was more just like we were like, ah, cool. Like
yeah,
we kind
yeah.
of like we're not thankful enough because we were like, okay, I guess that's a waiter. And then I saw him in the audience like too late to re-acknowledge it, but I was like, oh, we were rude.
That's what I remember. A guy who was like a liquor sponsor brought Jack Miles and Jakeez shots during the Illy Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
And then Jack obviously couldn't take his because Jack doesn't drink because he has a history of partying.
Mm-hmm.
And so Miles took his too. But I think it was like a hard, like, just like a some sort of scotch, which is like not something you like take shots of early, but.
A nice smoky.
Yeah.
We also, because Tawny and I, my co-host on Yo, Is This Racist, just mm-hmm. check it out. It's on the Earwolf Network. We were there a couple days earlier, and she had, like, come up in comedy in Chicago.
Yeah.
So we went to this fucking place called, we went to two places that night. So I don't remember which one was the bar. Either Avec or Aviary, one or the other. I'm not going to look it up. But it was one of those, like, two insane cocktail places.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the kind of place that straight up will bring out a Bunsen burner to your table.
They really...
Yeah, and like do a whole vacuum thing. Anyway, that was fucking insanity.
True mixologist, like.
Yeah, but it was too much.
Yeah.
But it was cool. But it was, you know, it was like, I'm glad. That was like more work than like doing heroin. And you're like, that should be the most work to do drugs.
Yeah.
And so this is too much work.
Wow. Where were you raised?
I'm from Michigan. I was born and raised in goddamn Michigan.
Where in Michigan?
Ann Arbor. So
Ann
that's
Arbor.
That's where the University of Michigan is. Actually,
right.
I was actually born in the town over called Ypsilanti.
Oh, never heard of it.
It's where a place called Eastern Michigan University is.
Mm.
I believe this. I think the title goes gets passed around a lot, but I believe for a couple, at least a little while last year or the year before, meth capital of the world.
Wow.
You know? Like meth deaths or something like
yeah.
that.
That's wild. Michigan, huh?
Yeah.
I could, well. You know, that thing, there's so many places I feel like that get called that, like, well, now this is the meth.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What?
So I think it maybe either moves around or it was like the most per capita fatalities from meth or something like that.
Yeah.
For a brief period of time.
God, meth is huge.
Oh, girl, yeah, give it up for meth.
I just feel like everyone is making meth in all these, like, small towns.
Yeah. I've never had meth, I don't think.
Yeah, same.
I've never had like 2 Sudafeds, which I guess is.
Yeah, that's. Did you snort them and then start being like, yeah. "Woo!" Yeah. Yeah. Where are your parents from?
They are. It's a little complicated because they kind of came up during the Civil War.
All right.
So my dad was born outside of Shanghai.
Okay.
In this place called Jiangsu, which I think is not a city; it's like a region more. Okay. Again, easily could look this shit up, but it doesn't really matter that much because he doesn't like. He was born and basically was like on the run from Mao for the first like 5 years of his life or so
with his family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they wound up in Taiwan.
Okay.
And that's where he. I didn't realize one of my aunts was like literally born in like a refugee camp in Taiwan.
Wow.
Yeah. And she sucks now, so she's married. She's the one that married the white guy. Yeah. Maybe it might be the other one. I think it was the one that married the white guy.
Okay.
And he's the worst, literally one of the worst human beings on earth. And yeah, and then my mom, sort of similarly, it's kind of like that World War II Chinese Civil War era where shit just got real fucked up. But she was born outside of Hong Kong, but grew up in Hong Kong.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they met in Michigan.
Oh, so they both came here separately.
Yeah, they went to, like, grad school. And I guess, I mean, looking at the pictures from when they were, you know, in grad school.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I recognized some of those people, I was like, oh, right. Because it was, like, probably, like, 100 Chinese people in Michigan around then, I would guess, or of that age. So they were just all
friends,
quote unquote friends.
Yeah.
They don't all really have that much in common, honestly. Right. Yeah, so I'm guessing people just kind of paired off and were like, well, fuck it.
Yeah. My parents had the same thing. Like, they came from Iran separately, and then all the Iranians in, like, Utah, going to University of Utah, became friends because they were like, oh, you're Iranian? Cool, me too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's kind of like friends. What we got. Yeah, yeah.
So that's the reason they came to America for grad school?
Kind of. All right, so this is complicated. My dad got his undergrad degree at... I guess in English it'd be University of Taipei.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just Taipei University. Yeah. So University of Taipei, I guess. And then he went to Michigan for grad school for like computer science in the days when like it was like punch card shit.
Mm.
It's weird. He's like a computer scientist from like so long, or a computer programmer. I don't fucking know what he does.
He's old school.
Well, in that type of old school, which actually does make sense, where he, like, literally does not know how to use, like, a phone or even, like, a Macintosh.
Mm-hmm.
But he could like, you know, he can program in, like, assembly language. Like, ones and zeros type shit.
Yeah.
Which I guess probably any fool could do, actually. It's not that hard.
Well, it's more like analog then. I mean, my parents are the same way. Like, both my parents are engineers. Yeah, like,
oh, that's
like,
right. Yeah, you
hey,
talked about it on the show. Yeah, yeah.
Text me, and they're like, oh, okay.
No.
So, can you figure out how to get onto Amazon and order something? Like, yeah, I'll take 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's okay. Like, and it's just so weird. And I'm sure we have. I mean, I guess, yeah, you see that now. Like, I'm older than you, and I'm just like, I literally do not even begin to understand physically how Snapchat works. And I'm just like, I don't know. And but I'm like, you know, I was on the internet the whole time, I guess.
Yeah. You know, I realize that slowly, too, where I think it's weird when I'm starting to realize, like, there's things that I just missed because I got too old for them.
Yeah.
Like, this whole Ariana Grande craze where I'm like, I don't get it. Like, why is she so big? And everyone's like, she was on, like, a TV show.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, did I? I just completely missed that.
Well, there was that whole era of Disney Channel and, like, late Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
Current Nickelodeon?
I guess.
Don't fucking
I don't know.
Yeah. Is there still Disney Channel shows?
Yes, I think
that
there
are like
is definitely
hits?
Disney. I don't know what the hits are.
Yeah. I don't fucking know. Okay, wait. Yeah, so that's my dad. But my mom's story is more weird. And I guess I will just tell it as I understand it.
Yeah, please do.
So I never met my grandpa on my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
He only passed away a couple years ago because during World War II, they just got separated, and he just straight up started a second family and like abandoned my grandma and like four kids.
Wow.
And so my grandma, like in that kind of like if that movie In the Mood for Love era, was like a fucking single mom in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
which is pretty tough.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was like, you know, she had a pretty rough time, and then my mom's side of the family all kind of like fell in with like a bunch of Mormons.
Oh.
So they all kind of, I don't know if my grandma did, but my mom's
was in Hong Kong?
In Hong Kong, and I guess the 60s, late 50s, maybe?
There was a Mormon population there? I had no idea.
Well, no, but Mormon, that's the thing with Mormons, they is travel. They send missionaries
right.
out. So they became Mormons. I don't know the exact timeline. I guess it would have to have been probably 60s, mid-60s,
yeah.
something like that.
But...
So my mom's two siblings are way more actually Mormon religious still, and they live in the States. But my mom, they all went to BYU for their fucking undergrad.
That's so surreal.
It's fucking weird. Yeah. So for a long time, I didn't know that Mormonism was not just mainstream basic Christianity.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I don't fucking know. And my dad never gave a shit about any of that. But yeah, people would like come to our house and like, you know, I don't know what it's called, but they talk about the Book of Mormon. It's pretty weird. And
yeah.
so like, but yeah, that was the only Christianity I knew about.
Like they had like group Mormon readings or whatever.
Yeah. It's a little bit like a Tupperware party.
Yeah.
Like they just come over and just,
yeah.
or Bible study.
Well,
I
that's, my
do
mom
that,
does
right?
that. Every Friday she has a Quran study with her ladies.
Yeah.
Her, like Muslim lady crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They is that
just,
normal?
Like, read.
Did all religions do that? I guess they kind of do.
I think when you like find, when you're trying to find a group of people that like vibe with you, you
yeah.
do. You like make it more regular. Like I think, I mean, I'm going based off my own mom who, like my dad's not religious at all and doesn't really like talk about religion. And so my mom is super religious. So
yeah.
I think she like needed her crew of peeps
oh,
to
okay.
like vibe out. I always say everything in such like millennial terms.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
just vibing
yeah.
on the Quran. But,
and this is just a general religion question. The fuck are you actually studying?
I think they just read verses and discuss them. That is what I've witnessed before. Is they read a verse and they're like, oh, so what? How does that make you feel? What do you think about that? What do you think it's saying? I think that's all it is.
But doesn't that, I mean, I guess, and then, so that's basically like a study-ish group where
yeah.
you like repeat the shit that you heard
yeah.
during the more formal religious service.
Yeah, basically.
And then you kind of, because I'm like, it just feels like, left undirected, like all those religious texts, especially because they've been translated so many times, are so fucking vague.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also like clearly like a doctrine about how you're supposed to interpret it. And, you know, we see the results of that all
yeah.
over the earth. I just don't understand how just a group of people wouldn't come up with wildly different conclusions than the ones that they're supposed to, you know?
Well, I feel like that's what those studies kind of look at. Like, people start to, like, be like, well, this is how I see it. And then maybe
yeah.
other people are like, well, this is... That's
I don't know.
I just know.
It doesn't feel like most religions could stand up to that much independent scrutiny.
Right.
So I don't understand what happens in those situations. I guess it's that you've been in it so long that you... not only know the text, you also know the point of view spin of the text from
right.
your particular.
I also feel like those groups can be kind of clicky. So maybe if they feel like one person's being like a little too out there with their ideas, they're
yeah.
like, all right, stop
right.
inviting them. They're too much. Go find your own crazy group.
Right, right, right.
I think.
I would have thought it would be those groups would be where like the fucking dissidents would come from. But maybe not. It's the opposite. It's like... reinforces the social order.
Yeah, I think that I'm sure there are groups like that, though. There's probably different types. People who are the more
yeah
kind of out there with their interpretations, and then
yeah.
the more of the groups. Like, I feel like my mom's group is very, like, they're more of the progressive kind because they all, like, live in, you know, they come from the Bay Area and they all, like, have
mm-hmm.
lived in, like, Berkeley and Oakland and all that. And
mm-hmm.
for years, so they have like more of a progressive angle.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's, I remember because my mom was part of a group before this one that she's in now, that was more intense. And my mom was like, I cannot deal with these crazy ladies. They're so intense.
Yeah.
And so she like had to find a new group.
Oh, okay.
So she's kind of like, I don't know. These ones are just psycho. Like, they take this shit so intensely, and they read everything down to the, you know, the word and be like, well, we have to do this.
Yeah.
And I remember when she was kind of like, I'm trying to leave this group.
Yeah,
and now I found this other crew who's a little chiller, as chill as, you know, being like in Islam.
I guess. Okay. So, yeah, maybe what it is the important thing is not so much, because it's not like anyone's actually coming up with ideas that are like, this is going to shake the religion to the foundations. So it's just like finding your clique to reinforce what you already believe.
Yeah.
So that in general, you're more into Christianity or Islam or Mormonism.
Yeah, I think it's just like, it's like you find your group of friends, like what we do, and then we all like, you know, I have my crew that I, my friends who I hang out with. I mean, obviously there's no religion involved in that sense, but I
in a lot of ways,
my,
that is its own religion.
Yeah, you know, just vibing and smoking weed and like, you know, watching TV for hours. That's my religion. But I have people I do that with who can hang, you know?
Yeah.
If someone's like, guys, let's not do this. I'm like, well, you gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the main thing for me is like, how are you gonna have... It's basically a book club, but you only read one book.
Yeah, exactly. But that book is like 6,000 ideas.
Like, yeah, I guess like, that's true.
Every sentence is a new thought where you're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Right. Because it's, you just, it's like a book club. It's like an excerpt club.
Yeah.
Because you're just going really slowly through one big ass book. Yeah.
And I'm sure they re-examine things, you know? Like, if someone has another thought, they're like, well, hear about this. And if it's not too out there, they're like, that's interesting. Let's talk about that further. I don't know. To be honest, I should go see what else my mom, because I never, obviously, I don't live near my parents, so I don't know what's up. But my mom has been doing this every Friday for, like, as far back as I can remember.
Yeah. I guess, like, most things like that, though, it's really just have a snack with your friends and gossip.
Exactly.
Right?
Just
I don't
like,
know.
Yeah. Or compare notes on like health recipes. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, so your parents came to America. So after your mom, she got into Mormonism. Some of her family members went to BYU. Did she also go?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
And then that eventually led her to.
And then she went to Michigan for grad school. Yeah. And then I guess she met my dad. And then.
They just met in school? Did they both study the same thing?
No. I think it was just hanging out with the Chinese folks in Michigan. Yeah, I don't...
The people you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And what did your mom study?
I mean, she was a statistician. She retired, but her...
Math?
I mean, but she's really bad at math and statistics. It actually is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, statisticians... This is a little bit of a tangent.
That's fine. That's what we do here.
There's like, to me, there's it's shocking. Maybe it's because I know a lot of, Chinese folks that do this. But I'm like, how are you nominally in something math related, but so incorrect in your mathematical reasoning? It's really wild to me. I have cousins who like are goddamn engineers.
Mm-hmm.
On, like, one of my cousins works for fucking Boeing, right? Like, he makes, like essentially, like, rocket scientist-type engineering decisions.
Yeah.
And yet he thinks he can beat craps. You know? I'm like, how do you not understand math, dog?
Yeah.
Like, what? That's crazy. He's like, oh, I just got to do this, and, like, people don't know this. And I'm like, you know what the evidence is against the fact that you can beat craps? Is this casino.
Yeah.
The entire casino and how nice it is that's the margin of how much they are beating you at craps.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they make profit.
Yeah.
So that's the amount that you definitely cannot beat craps. And, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. That always feels like ego to me where you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, we get it.
Yeah, but it's also just fucking basic math.
Yeah.
Like,
wild.
I don't know. It's so funny. And I'm like, you can't possibly be allowed to use this same reasoning at work, like, because planes would crash, because you're denying probability.
Right.
And so it's like, how is that possible? My mom's the same way. It's like, she's like, is a statistician I don't have as concrete example as the casino one, but she's like incapable of making like cost risk analyses. Like, I'm just like, everything she does is super like, or, you know, she does the classic immigrant thing, mm-hmm. of buying stuff on sale even when you don't. She's kind of a hoarder, right, with that shit. And I'm just like, Mom, yes, you save money on this, but you, she's no one like needs it. You derive no value from it. Not even that. She'll just be like, oh, you know, so Christmas is coming up at the time of recording. I don't know if somebody released. But she will come out with Christmas presents that are like, I got this sweater for you on sale in like at Old Navy like 5 years ago. And I was like, I don't, no one wants this. You know, like, and just like, she, and it's just a thing where I'm like, you know, why did you buy this side of beef? Because it was on sale. Like, it's just you and Dad. Like, you can't eat all of this.
Yeah. What was that? It's just probably from a thing of being like one of five, and then like,
yeah, of course,
mom.
Yeah.
Just trickles down
there's,
to
there's,
madness.
Of course, there's that stuff. But I'm like, but you also were a statistician.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, how? how is that possible?
Dude, some things you just can't break. Like, my parents' behavior, like, my dad has always done well for himself, like, as an engineer. But the man cannot spend money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has a, like, it's like, you, it's fine. Like, you can buy that. Like, but he's like, no, I'll just wait till it's on extra sale. Yeah. Like, you know, he's so peculiar about it all. And it's like, just, it's fine. Like, you're not in Iran anymore. Like, you're not the Iraq-Iran war. Like, you can just buy that and have it and not think that, like, the government's coming to take it away from you.
Yeah.
Eventually.
But also, it's like, even when you have that mentality, I feel like people still don't, like, do it right. It's like, okay, but then what you should be doing is, like, they don't even use their money, in this case, like, in the rational way.
Mm-hmm.
Even given that, like, incorrect cost risk analysis, right? It's like, okay, you don't trust the government. This thing could happen at any time.
Yeah.
So, like, shouldn't you be doing these things with your money besides, essentially, like, that's what my parents kind of have, that this, like, hoard mentality with mm-hmm. money, but also with stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same. Yeah. But I'm just like, this isn't, like, right. You know, like, even mm-hmm. by your logic, this isn't right. Because, like, what's all this expired meat going to do? You know what I mean? Like,
Well, she freezing
so
it?
Weird. We used to have, I think they got rid of it. We used to have straight up a second freezer, like, one of those big things. But, again, two fucking old people in Michigan. Like, you do not need, you honestly don't probably need a full-size fridge at all.
Yeah.
Much less two of them. It's crazy pants.
Yeah, we have two full-size fridges because my parents, first, because they're Persian, so they pickle everything.
Yeah.
And then they just have, like, an excessive supply of, but it's, like, weird. It's, like, spices, nuts, and, like, raisins.
Yeah.
Like, we have fridges full of raisins when we're like, what are we doing?
And with this much raisin. Yeah. I mean, my mom will drive, like, cross town because gas is, like, literally, like, 1 cent cheaper per gallon. And then it's, like, but Mom, you know your car tank is, you know, let's say it's 5 cents per gallon.
Yeah.
Like, your car tank is what, like 20 gallons?
Mm-hmm.
That's $1. You saved $1.
Yeah.
Like, can that possibly account for the amount of gas you spent driving there, plus your own time being worth so little? It's just wild to me. Like, I was like, you can't do that math? Like, I can do that math. Like, how much, even if you give yourself a minimum wage, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't save money. You just didn't save money.
That's a classic immigrant parent move.
Yeah.
I don't even know. You're just like, what? And
they're
like, no, but it makes sense in my head. And you're like, oh, boy, you know. That's the thing is, I've stopped trying to explain things. Like, that. I've just kind of been like, oh, they're so weird that they do these things.
Yeah.
But I don't even have the energy to be like, you know, that's not really worth it. Like, $1 is $1. Like, I will give you $1.
Yeah.
It's not that much.
It's wild. It doesn't make any good sense. But it's that it's so ingrained and that it's so, like, incorrect.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's because they value their own time and labor as zero.
Mm-hmm.
That's pure profit. even then, though, just the amount of shit, the amount of, like, opportunity cost, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking spend that 25 minutes fucking working a shift at Burger King, honestly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Could you imagine your parents retire and then they're like, you know what? I need a new hobby, working at Burger King.
Yeah. Just to, I don't know, be a Lyft driver or something. It's crazy.
That's actually more common, I'm realizing. Like, older people who retire just Lyft drive.
Yeah, just to
do
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, my dad's been retired and he is, you can see the cabin fever in him. Like, where he's like, yeah. Okay, I just need to do something. Like, he's just, like, walking around outside in circles. Like, he just doesn't know what to do. Like, he goes around and just, like, he'll, like, tell me about the neighbor's gardens and stuff. He's like, yeah, you know, down the street they had a really nice, like, garden.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
He's my
like,
dad,
I have nothing else going
my
on.
My dad started gardening since he retired, and he's so shitty at it that, like, last time I went home, the only thing that, like, because it's all productive gardens, the only thing he had, they had, I don't know, whatever, like a table the size of this table entirely covered in garlic that he grew. Because I think that's the only
thing. Oh,
they're
drying it out?
I guess.
Yeah, that my parents do that too.
It was
like,
crazy. I mean, so what is that? Probably like 400 or 500 heads of garlic, yeah. Something like that. It was crazy.
God, that's all they have.
Yeah. Like, who needs that much fucking garlic?
I don't know. It's like, dude, go on like Instagram and scroll or something. But that's the thing. They've learned to, both my parents are now on Instagram. Only my dad. My dad comments a lot, but like that's something I've realized they've learned to do is like they can turn on the app and they can just scroll through and be like, huh. My mom doesn't like or do anything, but I can always see that she's watching my stories and I'm like, huh, look at you. You got something going on at night now like, when you come home.
My dad doesn't even have a cell phone.
Really?
At all. Yeah.
How do you communicate with him?
I mean.
You just don't.
Yeah, what I'll do is sometimes my mom will FaceTime with my dad, and that's kind of it.
So she's on the FaceTime.
She has a, yeah, yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, I think.
She's using something.
I mean, he for sure does not have a cell phone, but yeah, I don't know.
Do you only, that is really weird. You have to call like a house phone and wait for them to pick up and hope they're home?
Yeah, well, they're always home, yeah. So.
Oh, so.
Doesn't matter.
You're. Okay, so your parents met, they get married,
mm-hmm.
and then how many siblings do you have?
Just one. I have a younger sister.
Oh, you have a younger sister. Mm-hmm. So you're the oldest. Mm-hmm, so they have old Andrew.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then how much younger is your sister?
She's 2 years, a year and a half younger than me. So
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, which I guess means pretty much they just got that second one going right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the math.
That's usually like 2 years is enough for the mom to like be like, okay, I can do that shit again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking George and Alice. Go for it.
George, is that your parents' name?
Yeah.
George and Alice?
Yeah. They both, I mean, you know, they just picked names.
Yeah.
And they got to,
my parents. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Bobby and Say. It's like, Bobby, why? Why would you pick Bobby? She's like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's fucking weird.
She's like, people just called me Bobby. So I was like, okay, that's my name.
Yeah. 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 I don't know how they came up with it.
Yeah. Is it even remotely similar to their Chinese names?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I have a friend who teaches English in China and he owns a school in China. And he's American and he's like the best part of like the beginning of the school year is like letting the new students choose their American names.
Oh.
And so, but then they're so open with it that they can, I think one of them's literally like Optimus Prime, like they just let them, they're
just
like, okay,
cares. Yeah,
you can be called Optimus Prime, like that. Yeah. It's that easy. And it's like, that's so wild.
I guess that's good. Yeah, let the kids pick their own names.
Yeah,
I would imagine a lot of basketball players. One of my friends, my sister's, like a kid my sister dated in high school, I think. He's named Ronald after Ronald Reagan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ronald. Did he choose that?
I don't think
so. Or his parents?
I would imagine. Yeah, yeah. He was. Yeah, his parents named him.
Oh, they're gonna be like Ronald McDonald.
I know. Well, that would be tight.
Yeah.
It's the two Ronalds. The only good Ronalds.
I mean, my parents were cool where they just named us kind of a more Americanized names to give us that easier edge, which was nice. That would have been cool. I don't know. It would have been cool to be able to pick a Americanized version of my maybe I wouldn't have even done it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like Anna, that was easy.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't too...
Well, I mean, for me, my sister's name Angeline, and it's pretty clear my mom was just like, I don't fucking care. Where's the baby book? Let's just go. And then just like, all right, it's fine.
That's great. On that note, we are going to take a quick commercial break. And we're back. And again, we're here with Andrew T. We're talking baby American names. Please finish chewing. Be comfortable.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I thought I had an entire commercial break to eat this cheese cracker.
No, our commercial breaks last 2 seconds.
I know.
It's how quickly we can sell something for the spot. Mm-hmm. That's how good we are at our jobs.
Yep.
Sold.
Yep.
Yeah. So your sister's name is Angeline.
Mm-hmm.
You're Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like there's a vibe.
And Alice.
Alice, Andrew, mm-hmm. Angeline, and George.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. But they started both your names with Anne's.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not joking. I literally think my mom was like...
got to the A
section.
She was
bored of the baby book, like, four pages in.
She's like, okay, Andrew, Angeline, yeah, sold.
Yeah, fucking good. That's punny.
That's hilarious.
I guess if I were to anglicize my Chinese name, I'd probably be Ian or something like that.
What is your Chinese name?
Well, the T is sort of like, not mistransliterated, but mm-hmm. sort of... my dad clearly got to, like, whatever immigration in, I assume, San Francisco, mm-hmm. And was using a slightly older school method of anglicizing Chinese. So my last name is D.
Mm.
It's a super uncommon last name, but...
That'd be D-I?
I think D-I, yeah. Uh-huh. I think people with my same last name, if they were to spell it today, would be D-I.
Okay.
There basically is not a ton. The only like person from antiquity, like a famous DI, is like D is the like Chinese equivalent of Sherlock Holmes. He's like a magistrate of some kind, Detective D, Judge D. They call him.
Cool.
So he's cool, I think. Otherwise, we're just like horse barbarians.
Yeah.
but shitty ones. Yeah, we're kind of like a C-list Mongolian horde. You know, we're like, if we're coming, your village is like, it's not that big a deal.
That's interesting. So that's where that name
mm-hmm. So that's where T, yeah, there was that basically kind of like in the, I think it was, I must have been the 70s or 60s, the before the current system that's widely in use, system of anglicizing Chinese characters.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the one that's in Taiwan. I'm not totally sure. But yeah, so D. And then my grandpa was like a general in the Chiang Kai-shek's military. So he's super Chinese nationalist.
Yeah.
So so D is my family name. But in Chinese, that goes first. Just like a lot of Asian cultures. Uh-huh. And then my own name is Yi Zong.
Yi
Zhong. I almost got it. Pronunciation's really bad. Basically, so China is Zhongguo. Zhong is like stands for middle because mm-hmm. China is the Middle Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the center of the universe according mm-hmm. to the people that are Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And so my name kind of literally means like towards China, like towards middle, kind of centrist, honestly, in one way of translating it. But Yi Zhong, so I'd probably be like Ian or something like that, right? I don't know how else to anglicize that.
Ian?
Yeah. Or Izzy.
Izzy.
That would probably be...
Izzy?
Yeah. Call me Izzy.
Izzy. All right. Izzy T?
Yeah.
That's so silly.
I just don't know what else it would be.
Yeah, Ian. I don't even. What else? I want to say Eaton.
Oh yeah,
I guess you could. Ethan. Oh.
Oh yeah, that's probably closer.
Yeah.
Kinda. The Zhong is tough because it's not really any English words like that. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
No, I think we figured that out. Ethan D is your name.
Ugh, that's gross.
Izzy D.
I think Izzy's better.
Izzy D.
I don't know.
All right,
someone,
we're changing
someone who's
it.
Better at Chinese, get at me with a better suggestion.
At Andrew T about Izzy D.
Yeah.
So how did that work that he ended up with T then? So what's that, like, that old school style? Like, it just...
I don't know exactly, but it was just, you know, it's the way like Beijing used to be called Peking.
Oh, okay.
And like
there's some rules out there.
Yeah, so it was basically like, I assume it would be the first British people that got there just made up some very wrong rules. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you know, like the province that Hong Kong is in. Like, even Hong Kong is in, well, I guess in Cantonese it's closer to Hong Kong. In Mandarin it's Shanggang. And that's not really that close.
But does anyone pronounce it that way still?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, everyone, that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, yeah. But in Cantonese it is more like Hong Kong.
Okay.
Well,
that's interesting. I never knew.
Yeah. But so that's why, and I imagine what happened was, because there's so many dialects, it's like, if you're a white person and you don't grow up with these, you hear all kinds of stuff and you just kind of approximate it as best you can.
Uh-huh.
So the other more prominent example is the province that Hong Kong is in is called Guangdong. But people call it Canton.
Oh.
Or English people, you know, Cantonese, Canton. All that stuff.
Oh.
And it's like, where the fuck did that come from? I assume some white dudes?
Yeah, probably like the old...
The British.
The British coming in to try and come up with trade. I don't know what anyone does.
Selling opium and killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Selling opium and killing people.
Yeah.
Is that... Yeah, I guess that's what the Brits are known for.
Pretty much.
Oh, wow. So can you kind of give me an idea, like, were you raised in any sort of like sheltered manner, or were your parents like, I mean, it sounds like your dad wasn't as religious. Was your mom that?
Oh, yeah. So my mom was not at all, my dad was not at all religious.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, not sheltered really at all. I mean, it's still Michigan, so it was like sheltered from a lot of stuff, but I don't think my parents really like bothered integrating into like American culture enough to really even know what to shelter people from.
Yeah.
And they I think they also didn't have like a ton of examples of like parenting, certainly in America, but kind of in general. So they were really making shit up as they went along, and I don't think they like, I mean, I imagine, like, I think my sister's just, like, a better kid.
Yeah.
And I imagine some of that's a reaction to how I was acting. But some of it was, I imagine they must have, like, cracked down a little. I don't know.
Huh. What does your sister do?
She's a physician.
Oh.
She's a physician.
Oh, so she really, truly is the good donor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, but she kind of took a different path, too. Like, she did Teach for America and like has a degree, and then did like a public health degree before going to medical school.
Oh.
So she wasn't as much like a I just want to be a doctor to be a doctor. She's, if anything, she's kind of finishing up her post or whatever fellowship. I don't know what it's called.
After residency.
But she's going to be a poor doctor, relatively speaking.
Oh,
she's like family medicine. She's like given her, she fucking delivered a baby on her first day out of medical school.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Just like coincidentally? Or?
No. Oh, sorry. Not first day out of medical school, but first day of her residency.
Oh.
I'm just like, they let you just fucking deliver a baby? And she's like, you know what? The nurses do most of it.
Yeah. I'm sure they. Yeah. I feel like nurses are there to be like,
to actually
and
make sure it works.
Yes, this is happening.
To do the actual work, yeah.
How did your parents feel about your path?
Oh, they really don't like it. Yeah. I mean, they literally, every time I see them, and I'm in my late 30s, they're like,
law school?
What do you think about business school? Yeah, and it's just like, what kind of person do you think I am? I mean, that I think ultimately it's that they don't really care. Like, they don't know and they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how they were raised. Like, does not matter what kind of person you are, you do what your parents want.
Right.
So yeah, it's weird. We did a you know, this racist down in Detroit. And they came and my dad was like, right before the show, was like, what if they don't laugh? And I'm like,
Yeah, okay, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, and I'm just like, it's going to be fine. Who cares? Also, yeah. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. I don't care. Hey, what up, my audience? I don't give a fuck if you like me or not. No, thank you for coming to the show.
Yeah.
Wildcard
Andrew T or yeah. Izzy D yeah. out here. Yeah. That's your new persona.
I guess I could start rapping or something. But, yeah, it's just like they don't get it. They don't like it. Mm-hmm. And fair enough.
Yeah.
Most of America agrees with them.
So, where'd you go to school?
I went to Columbia.
Oh, wow. So that could have made them happy.
No. For sure, no.
Really?
They were like, it's too expensive.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. The classical go to a state but make it yeah, worth your time.
Yeah. My dad's argument for going to... Yeah, and then my sister did go to Michigan, uh-huh. I assume. And look, it was way too expensive and I was a real brat about it.
Yeah.
But... And it was not worth it. It was not worth it. It was not close to worth it to go to a school like that. The only thing you learn at a school like Columbia is that... Not only are rich people not better than you, mm-hmm. they are actively worse than you yeah. in almost every
way. They're
just
shitty.
Yeah, they're terrible people. And they're not, you know, but they're not smarter. They're not better. They're yeah. not fucking anything.
Right.
I didn't know that at the time. But yeah, no, my parents are not proud of me for sure. I'm positive.
Like, they don't really have a sense of what you do and who you are,
yeah,
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
My parents are the same way.
Yeah.
I could never explain, like, no, I insist. People want to meet me at live shows. Like,
yeah.
We don't give a shit.
Yeah. We don't
you
care.
Know.
And we don't like those people.
Those people seem like they're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a thing where I'm like, it is what it is. I'm still yeah. alive somehow, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What did you major in?
Neuroscience.
Oh, so you had them going for a second.
Well, no, because I thought I was going to be a scientist. Uh-huh. I was like, I'm fucking, I love this shit, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to discover all kinds of things about the brain. And then I got to Columbia. Columbia is also just like a shitty school in that regard, in that like it's like rich people's safety school. So there's a lot of like super, 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 super dumb rich people there.
Oh. That's like, a bummer.
Yeah. And so then neuroscience as a kind of field of study was relatively new.
Yeah.
So like I'm sure I learned a bunch of shit that is like it's not correct anymore. Uh-huh. Just as far as like science has progressed. But also because it's such a like a school for dummies.
You say like that just kills
me. I mean, it really is.
It's
hard to explain. There's like really smart, ambitious people, but because of the way our fucked up admission system works, there's like legacy admissions and all this shit.
Yeah.
So the world's dumbest, I mean, I guess they go to University of Pennsylvania with Ivanka Trump. But other than that, the world's dumbest people, you know, because it's like you either are super rich and you just go to Harvard because no one will ever question you for anything.
Yeah.
And it kind of doesn't matter because actually your only skill you're going to need in life is how you exercise the power that you inherited. So mm-hmm. fine, kind of. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Columbia is just like enough rungs down that anyway, this is long diatribe short. Everyone in neuroscience, in my major, just was a grade grubbing, wanted to go to medical school idiot. Mm. There's a fucking dude who is a penis and ball doctor today who used to cheat off me in biology class.
Really?
It's wild. Don't let that guy look at your dick.
Because he's
dumb.
He's literally still trying to see your work.
Yeah. Yeah, he's so dumb. No.
What does a penis and ball doctor do?
A urologist.
Oh, okay. I don't know these terms.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a urologist.
But, oh, okay.
And weirdly, my cousin went to medical school with him later on and was like,
he's an idiot.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'm sure
a trip to me.
I'm sure he's fine, but
I should ask every doctor, like, were you raised rich? Do you know what you're doing?
I mean, I physicians are like afforded way too much respect. I mean, they have a lot of pressure and,
yeah.
you know, I have a lot of doctors in my family and they'll all agree with this. They're not scientists. They're mechanics.
Yeah.
Like, Ben Carson is a brilliant surgeon,
yeah.
and he is an idiot.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's surreal to me that Ben Carson is a doctor in any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. But that's because it's like you're, they're you know, people think like physicians or engineers are scientists, mm-hmm. and they're not. They're people who use science, the fruits of scientific discovery,
yeah.
but they themselves are not scientists, and they are able. Oh my gosh, I'm realizing the last time I did this rant was in this exact same seat on really? Daily Zeitgeist.
Oh, of course. naturally, that's why we bring you back.
But it's the same shit. They're mechanics who use other people's discoveries. And some of them are scientists and do research and blah, 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 blah. But you don't have to be
yeah.
to be a physician or an engineer. That's the other thing, too. Like all these software engineers that think like, oh, we're the, you know, the same Silicon Valley problem. It's like these, you know, white assholes that like white and East Asian assholes, I should say.
Yeah.
Who think they know everything because they are good at coding.
Mm.
Like, coding is easy.
That's the worst kind of person.
It's super easy. It's just like a list of instructions.
Yeah.
It's crazy that people think it's
That's
hard.
Interesting.
That, and that you need to be smart yeah. to do it.
I've seen that where I've like witnessed people coding and I feel like if I really truly sat down, I could figure and like just read and like watched videos, like I could figure out how to code because it was hard for me to even just do HTML until I just started doing it. And I was like, oh, this is easy. It's literally
yeah.
just
it's a list of instructions for yeah. a computer to do.
Yeah.
Computer, do this.
And then write in Word code.
Yeah. And then, of course, the details can be hard. And of course, when smart people do it, they can innovate and come up with new things. But
yeah.
the act in and of itself is not a smart person's thing.
Yeah.
Well. It's crazy. It's crazy that we so disproportionately reward people like yeah, I mean, I would say physicians and computer programmers are like the top overly compensated professions.
Yeah.
Wild ass takes.
guys, on that note, by the way, all you coders, you idiots.
Fuck you. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And we're back to remind doctors and coders and all those other professions.
Chokes.
You ain't got shit on us podcasters.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's actually, yeah, you know, you never really think about it because I feel like as immigrant children, you're just, or children of immigrants, you're told these are the best. These yeah. people are the best. And yeah. it's like something I even learned, like a best friend of mine. She's a lawyer. She went to law school and she was just, I heard she was kind of like implying that like some people are just idiots. They just like make it through law school. Like, and then they're lawyers.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I guess you're right. Like,
well, because there's a lot of different types of intelligence.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we disproportionately reward things that are not creativity.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, it's interesting that people are like, I mean, honestly, like, unless you believe in the stereotype that immigrants are somehow inherently smarter people as opposed to, like, a self-selected group of the already economically able to immigrate, you know, and then who benefit from a culture of believing that this type of minority is better than the other, you know, unless you believe that, guess what? The fact that there's so many, like, Asian engineers and shit, it's because it's really easy and you get disproportionately rewarded for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I also feel like your parents put an intense drive in you, like you must succeed in whatever you do, that you kind of, there's like this fear in the back of your mind where you're like, oh, well, I'll just go do this because either I was told to do it or like, you know, like I got into podcasting, but I was like, well, if I'm going to do podcasting, I have to do like 120% at all times
yeah.
or like I can feel the, you know, yeah. like my well, dad looking over my shoulder.
I think the other way to think about it is that, you know, like all creative people, we are outliers
mm-hmm.
and most people take that pressure and just are like, well, fuck it. I'm an engineer or a doctor or whatever the
yeah.
hell. And it's like, it's just weird that this implication that the most people are smart. They're
yeah.
just, they're not. They're exactly smart in the exact same proportions as all of humanity, which is some of them are smart, some of them are not.
Yeah.
And they're all smart in different ways.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man, I should have went to law school.
I mean...
No, I'm like, God, you know what? I think I'm finally going to take my parents' advice and just go to law school.
Yeah. I mean, you still can.
Now that you've convinced me that I'm as smart as everyone else.
Oh, you for sure are. I promise.
Yeah.
It's, It's mostly just like that. Yeah. Anyway, Columbia, everyone was a grade grubbing asshole and no one was actually curious and I hated it. Yeah. So I, you know.
Wait, so from neuroscience, what led you to LA to just be
Okay. So I actually was like kind of like a freelance computer programmer mm-hmm. right out of college because I was like good enough at that because guess what? It's fucking easy. And then I finished the neuroscience major because I was like too deep into it. But I took all the like photography classes and like I kind of was like trying to be an artist in my 20s. And then I got a job working at Comedy Central as like a digital media producer.
How did that come about?
It was because I like just, I mean, honestly, because I could code a little bit and I was like funny enough and like, yeah, but also it was just like a project managing kind of job for a long time. And then they moved me out here and then I met writers and I was like, you guys are fucking writers?
Yeah.
I could do this, and so I'm trying to do this. I don't know. With medium success.
Yeah.
Medium-low success, but also podcasting and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so what led you to pitch Yo, Is This Racist? To Earwolf?
So what happened was the origin of Yo, Is This Racist was that when I was at Comedy Central, I was... And this isn't meant to sound like they're particularly bad for a media company, but like most media companies, I was usually the only person of color in the room when shit came up, as you are well familiar with. Mm-hmm. So anytime race shit came up, you know, either implicitly or explicitly, I would need to weigh in. And I was like, all right, well, if I'm going to fucking weigh in, I'm just going to start a website.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So it started as a website.
Yeah.
And then I was doing that. And then Earwolf was just like looking for content. And I just like kind of pitched it. It was a very soft pitch. They were just like, yeah, let's give it a shot. It was back in the day when Earwolf was, their business model was just like podcasts are basically like loss leaders for the TV and movie business.
Right.
So it was all about turning it into a TV show.
Right.
And that, so they that were pretty loosey goosey. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. We're just content creator. We create IP. I believe who called it that?
Yeah.
Someone called because like I think HBO or someone just said podcasts are just like IP creators.
Yeah.
So they could just like pitch it into an actual TV show. Like see if it works as a podcast. If it's got a big number.
Yeah.
Try and make it a TV show.
Yeah.
Which is hell.
Yeah. Weird. But yeah. That's basically the deal.
Wow. Well, thank you for coming on this show.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me.
It's been a long time. I've been wanting to have you on since you had us on. Yo, Is This Racist?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been, something I've been wanting to do for a while. I know. There was scheduling.
Yeah, I know. We just take forever.
This almost happened. No, it really did. I was going back.
Yeah. Yeah. Any last words you want to just... To our young... immigrant children of immigrant who also listen to this show.
I know. Well, especially I guess I would say like those white people aren't better than you.
I know.
You can do all the white people shit better than they can, and I don't know. It's just like don't be afraid of the people in power, because they are not only not better than you, they are worse than you in almost every single way.
Yeah. I have actually a really funny random thing. I want to do a fuck, marry, kill with you.
Oh, sure.
And here are your three options.
Yeah.
Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah.
Michael Cohen and John Kelly. These people are on my mind this morning. So.
Well, I guess I'd have to try not to fuck white people anymore.
Oh.
So I guess I'd have to fuck Dinesh D'Souza.
Yes.
And then Kelly seems real, like, abusive.
Uh-huh.
But they're actually both of the remaining dudes. They all are very abusive.
Yeah, I picked the worst dudes.
So then... I guess you marry John Kelly?
Oh, interesting.
And you kill Cohen?
Oh,
maybe?
Okay, I'll accept it.
I don't know. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the correct answer.
I'll take whatever answer you give me. I literally just thought like, oh God, these people.
Yeah.
Well, where can people find you?
Yeah, just Yo Is This Racist on podcasts, and Andrew T, last name is spelled T-I. And yeah, if you, I don't know, if you happen to be in the San Francisco area in January for San Francisco Sketch Fest, come listen to the podcast. I'm also doing at least one of the Asian AF shows. My schedule just got real weird, actually, just before I walked into the studio. So I'm going to try to do Asian AF, and we'll do Yo Is This Racist. I will try to do other shows while I'm up there. And then we are working on something in Portland. I'm not supposed to say anything about it, mostly because we don't have any details worked out. Mm. So who knows? It might fall through.
Nice.
Yeah. Other than that. So yeah, come see us. And we're working on shows all over the place. But San Francisco Sketch Fest tickets are on sale. Please get them.
Yeah,
please.
They are on sale. Daily Zeitgeist will be there.
Yep.
Couples Therapy will be there. My side podcast I produce, Will You Accept This Rose? With Arden Marin. Pardon My Tangent with Janine Garofalo is coming back. That's always a fun show when we do it. Do that. Follow Ethnically Ambiguous. Listen to the Ethnically Ambiguous Yo Is This Racist podcast.
Yeah, go back. It might be behind the paywall now, but I think you can
get those credit cards out.
Sign up. Well, yeah, you can. I think you get a free month. Yeah, promo code Yo.
Yeah, promo code Yo. There you go. You don't even have to listen. You just got to listen to this show.
Yeah.
Get the promos. Get back there and listen. Go.
Yeah, you guys
were
great. You guys were so, so great.
Well, thanks for having us, and thank you for doing the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can follow me at Anna Hosnier, whatever. Follow the podcast, Ethnically Am, on Twitter, Ethnically Am Big, on Instagram. Y'all know the deal. That's that.
That's it.
Goodbye.
Ooh, I agree so much.